Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 17th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Dogger, 1031, expected 40s, 1034 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional drizzle, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Viking, north at Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. South at Sierra. Northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. East 40s, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. West 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in White, fair, good, occasionally poor at first in Plymouth. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers later in Southeast, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, fair, good. North Fitzroy, easterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Seoul. Drizzle at first in West Seoul. Good, occasionally poor at first in West Seoul. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, south or southwest, backing southeast later in Mallon, 4 to 6, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 5 to 7, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 in Fair Isle. Occasional rain or drizzle. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later. Occasional rain, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 16th of September. Tyree Automatic. South by west, 4, 7 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Stornoway. South by west, 5, 12 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lerwick. South, 5, 16 miles, 1028, now rising. Wick Automatic, southwest by south, 3, 13 miles, 1027, now rising. Aberdeen, south, 3, 16 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Lucas, west, 2, 13 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Boomer, south, southwest, 2, 16 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Bridlington, east-northeast, 1, 1032, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north, 3, 1030, rising more slowly. Jersey, east-northeast, 3, 12 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, east 2, 1,030, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast 1, 24 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Aberperth, southeast by south 3, 35 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 2, mist 2 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast 2, 7 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Valentia, south-southeast 2, 27 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 2, 5 miles, 1,031, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south 3, 22 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 16th of September 2024. The general situation: high pressure across the United Kingdom will drift slowly east, giving predominantly fine and settled conditions for much of the inshore waters, with generally light winds. But strong winds will affect the far northwest and also the far south at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle in northwest, good, occasionally poor in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly, becoming variable, then southeasterly later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in south, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in east and also later in west, fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in northwest, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable mainly southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Isle of Man, south or southeast, backing east or southeast later, 3 or less, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable at times in south, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Occasional drizzle, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you. Chris Holmes says, I sometimes catch the shipping forecast on my drive home from a late shift. I live inland and it has absolutely no relevance to me, but it is by far my favourite feature on any radio station and always feels like a special treat when it happens to come on when I'm listening. It's a wonderful interlude from the often stress-inducing content of daily life and the media and provides an almost meditative moment of escapism as you transport your listeners around the British coastline, evoking mental images of wave-battered rocky shorelines and weary mariners cozily ensconced in the bridges of remote ships, listening attentively for what lies ahead. Pure joy, he says, and relaxing too. From your appreciative listener, Chris Holmes. Chris, thanks for taking the time to drop us a line. And as I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast means to you. And if you're listening from a particular sea area, do drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. That's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this, of course, is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in two of the world's great democracies, India and the United States. Coming up, we'll focus on the challenges facing Boeing as it prepares to cut costs.
Since the tragic crashes of two MAXs 5 years ago, Boeing has lost a total of $24 billion.
And the clock seems to be running out on one of the world's most popular apps in the US, but could a court there give it a reprieve?
There are eight of them who are suing the US government that the platform is a mode of expression, that it's helped many of them make a living, leave their boring day jobs behind.
We'll hear from a business owner in Texas and what a possible ban for TikTok could mean for her company. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The White House says President Biden has spoken to Donald Trump and conveyed his relief that he's safe after what's being investigated as a second assassination attempt. Earlier, the acting director of the US Secret Service told reporters the former president was aware that he was getting the highest level of security. Ronald Rowe stressed that Mr. Trump was at his golf course in Florida on an unscheduled visit. Peter Bowes is our North America correspondent.
According to a White House official, President Biden and Donald Trump shared a cordial conversation, and the former president expressed his thanks for the call. At a news conference, the Secret Service's acting director said security around Mr. Trump's home was now as intense as when he was president. Ronald Rowe also confirmed that the suspect, Ryan Ruth, did not have a line of sight on the former president, nor did he fire any shots when he was confronted at the Trump golf course on Sunday.
The president of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, says he will seek to amend the constitution to allow foreign military bases in the country. He said the struggle against drug gangs was a transnational conflict that required an international response. James Reid reports.
In January, Daniel Noboa declared a state of internal war against the drugs gangs that have plunged Ecuador into violence. Now he's signalled that he wants international help. He announced his plan to change the constitution at Manta on the Pacific coast. The US military operated an anti-drugs base there until they were ordered to leave in 2009. Mr. Noboa said that decision was based on a false notion of sovereignty and had turned Ecuador into a cradle for drugs traffickers.
The mayor of Nysa in southwestern Poland has told 40,000 residents to head for higher ground as the Nysa-Kłodzka River threatens to burst its banks. Poland's government has activated emergency funds for flood relief. Sarah Rainsford reports from the town.